The NASA Kepler mission started in 2009. Scientists are now compiling data and have found evidence of up to 4,000 planets outside the solar system. Kepler research scientist Susan Thompson says NASA has now completed follow-up observations to pin down a more exact number, confirming 2,300 planets.
This survey catalog will be the foundation for directly answering one of astronomy's most compelling questions. How many planets like our Earth are actually in the galaxy?
Kepler has found about 50 planets about the same size as Earth that are also within the habitable zone of their stars, meaning they could support liquid water. Courtney Dressing is a Sagan research fellow at Caltech. She says one of those planets was found just 4 light-years from Earth.
It means that it's not crazy that we found a planet in the habitable zone of the closest star to the sun.
Even if that planet is in the habitable zone, Dressing warns that Venus and Mars are in the habitable zone of our sun. So NASA would need to keep looking to figure out if it can support life.
We'll have to find out. It's something we could try to do with the next generation of ground-based large telescopes.
The mission scanned 200,000 stars, but that covers just 0.25% of the sky. Kepler has now broadened its search to other parts of the galaxy. That mission could continue until the summer of 2018 and aims to provide targets for observation by a space telescope that'll launch in October of next year. The James Webb Space Telescope will be able to observe light coming through other planets' atmospheres and use that to determine what kind of gas makes up their atmosphere. I'm Alan Skaya.